أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإذا بشر أحدهم بالأنثى ظل وجهه مسودا وهو كظيم. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how the mushrikeen and the polytheists, they have attributed daughters to Allah azza wa jal, female offspring. They said the malaika were the daughters of Allah azza wa jal. In today's ayah, ayah number 58, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes for us their attitude and their reaction when a daughter was born to any one of them. And they were given the news that the child that was born is a baby girl. In the pre-Islamic era, in Ayyam al-Jahiliyyah, the birth of a girl, the birth of a baby daughter was considered a source of disgrace. They would despise the female offspring, and they would really be overcome with disgrace and with shame and embarrassment when they were blessed with a daughter. So Allah explains, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى, ayah number 58 of Surah Al-Nahl. When one of them is given the good news, بِالْأُنْثَى, of a female child, a daughter, ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدَّى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says his face becomes gloomy, turns gloomy. Those days they did not have the technology to discover the gender of the child before birth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the father will be waiting for the news when the child is born. And the first thing he would want to know is what is the gender of the child. And the moment the person comes and says to the father that you have been blessed with a baby girl, Allah says immediately his face would become gloomy. وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and he actually chokes on his grief. Kadim. Kadim means to choke onto something or to swallow something. Allah uses it when we swallow our anger, or when Yaqub alayhi salam, when he swallowed his grief, it's like to choke onto something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he chokes over the embarrassment, the disgrace and the grief. He is actually overcome with this feeling of sadness and grief. يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ, he is so embarrassed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that he hides away from the community. He won't come out of his home. He does not want to face his peers and his colleagues and his friends. So embarrassed he is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with a daughter. Why does he hide from the people? مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ, because of the evil of the good news that was given to him. The evil, of course, presumed evil. What they saw as evil, the birth of a daughter, is such a great blessing. We find in the ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken of it. In fact, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the greatest blessing is that the first child is a daughter. It is a greater blessing and boon and favor from Allah when the first child you are blessed with is a baby girl rather than a baby boy. And we look at Islam on the advent and upon the arrival of Islam. It was Islam that raised and elevated the position and the status of the girl and the daughter. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person is blessed with a baby girl, with a daughter, and he attends to her needs, and he gives her the necessary training and upbringing, and he nurtures her, she becomes a barrier between him and the fire of Jahannam. So as a baby girl, she is a barrier between you and Jahannam. And then when she grows up and she becomes a wife, Walid Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaches, she completes half of your iman. Your iman and your faith is incomplete until and unless you are married to her. Subhanallah. And then when she becomes a mother, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, paradise is beneath her feet. Look at what status and how Islam elevated the position of this girl and this woman and this mother who was seen as a source of disgrace and embarrassment before Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now this person, he hides from the people, he's hiding from the community because of the presumed evil, what he considers and what the society considers as a source of disgrace and embarrassment. Now Allah says he's left with two choices. He's sitting there, he's angry, he's upset, he's embarrassed, he's overcome with sadness, he doesn't want to come out of his home, and now he starts wondering. What does he wonder? أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَاهُونَ Should I keep this child despite the disgrace? I have two options. One is I keep the child and live with the embarrassment and the stigma that comes with the child. أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَاهُونَ Shall he keep it despite the embarrassment? أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ Or should he take it and just ditch it into the sand? This was the practice that was common amongst the Arabs. Before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into that society, completely emotionless. Many of them, they could not live with that embarrassment. I can't go out there and face my friends and my colleagues, and they all know that I have been given a baby daughter. So he either keeps it and lives with the disgrace and embarrassment, or yadussuhu fi turab, he takes it and buries it. Yadussuhu, just like shoves it into a ditch and covers it up. And this was common, that they would take their baby daughters and bury them alive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of this. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِذَتْ Allah says, the maw'uda, what is the maw'uda? The baby girl that was buried alive. That maw'uda will be asked on the day of Qiyamah. بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ What crime did you commit that you were murdered in this manner and in this way? أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how evil, beware. Allah says, Allah, beware, how evil is that which they have decided. What did they decide? This is a decision that they have made. Two things are meant here. Number one is that what they took as a source of disgrace, a female, that which they considered as a source of embarrassment, they attributed that to Allah. What did they say? Allah has daughters. The malaika are the daughters of Allah. That very gender which they considered as a source of disgrace and embarrassment, that they attributed to Allah Azza wa Jal. That's the first thing. Allah says, how evil, how bad is that which they have decided and what they judge. And secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to this decision that they have made, either living with the child with embarrassment. That is an evil type of decision. And the second decision is even worse that they make, that they take the child and bury the child alive and murder that little girl. May Allah grant us the understanding.